Reach the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to yet another new edition of PDGA Radio. I'm Steve Kaczynski, bringing you even more coverage of the 2008 PDGA World Championships, including the complete rundown of all 21 world champions and interviews with the amateur world champion and one of the newest inductees into the Disc Golf Hall of Fame. Those stories and much more on this edition of PDGA Radio, being brought to you by Discraft, the PDGA Store, the International Disc Golf Center, and Innova Champion Discs. Sometimes it's difficult to believe that 25 years have passed since Innova's Dave Dunipace created the world's first true golf disc. Those triangular rim discs were faster and more accurate, immediately commanding the attention of all who played. Tournament players instantly recognized that Innova discs provide an undeniable competitive advantage, and our discs have since been used to win more major titles than all other brands combined. Our love for the game remains strong. Innova Champion, celebrating 25 years as the industry leader in disc golf. Well, by now you hopefully should have heard that David Feldberg won his first world championship for the Pro Men, and that Valerie Jenkins successfully defended her Pro Women's world title. But I'm here now for a complete rundown of the other 19 world champions that were crowned during the week-long singles competition within the Kalamazoo and Battle Creek area in southwest Michigan. We'll start with the other pro divisions. And for the Masters, it was Michigan's Al Schack. Masters Women was won by Florida's Pam Reinecke. Greg Hosfeld, also from Florida, won the Grand Masters title. Colorado's Kathy Hardiman wins the Women's Grand Masters world title. Wyoming's Peter Shive won in the Senior Grand Masters division. And California's Raymond Carr won in the Legends division. Both junior girl divisions were uncontested this year, with Washington's Karina Carlos earning the title for girls under 13, and North Carolina's Dawn Geist got the world title for girls under 16. Arizona's Nicholas Duran wins for the boys under 10. North Carolina's Andrew Coggin wins boys under 13. Wyoming's Joey Kozlowski wins boys under 16. And David Wiggins Jr. from North Carolina wins the under 19 division. Michigan's Sheila Calhoun wins the Advanced Grandmaster Women's Division, while her husband Terry Calhoun also wins a world title, his in the Advanced Senior Grandmasters. Iowa's Mark Stedham wins the Advanced Grandmasters title. Michigan's Tim Weimer wins the Advanced Masters Division. Virginia's Carla D. Profit gets the world title for the Advanced Masters Women. Kelsey Brockle from Michigan wins the Advanced Women's Division. And Charlotte, North Carolina's Jeremy Kohling wins the Advanced Men's Division. PDGA Radio caught up with Jeremy shortly after that win to find out more about him and his disc golfing past, present, and future. PDGA Radio, gonna get to know your 2008 Advanced Amateur Champion. It's Jeremy Kohling from Charlotte, North Carolina. The first thing you notice when you see his name on the leaderboard is he's PDGA number 33705, which means he's a relatively new member, but he's also got one of the higher ratings out there. So, Jeremy, tell us when you started playing disc golf and how you've become so good so fast.
Okay, well, I started playing 2 years ago, May 2006. I came home from college at Appalachian State, and a couple of my friends were going out to Renaissance Park in Charlotte, North Carolina, which has a reputation as being one of the toughest SSA, just one of the toughest, most amazing courses in the world. And I didn't know at that time, and I went out there, and I've been playing Ultimate at Appalachian State for a couple of years at that point, and so I developed a love for Frisbee, and so when I went out there with my friends and played disc golf for the first time, it was just, I mean, it was like most people, it was just immediate affection for the game, and then I just noticed I was a little bit, you know, I was natural with it. I could throw a sidearm well, and I love the competition, the camaraderie of all of it, and just meeting people, and every aspect of the game just appealed to me. And so I went out there, and I have a bunch of courses in Charlotte. I'm very fortunate to have, you know, over 5 18-hole courses that are world-class quality, and going out there and playing every day has just been something that's been easy for me. And 2 years of playing time, you know, I've developed a pretty steady game, and so that's how I got where I am.
And that game right now involves throwing disc craft. You're a member of Team Disc Craft, so what's the main discs in your bag?
I throw ESP Force for my big bomb drives. It's the most stable, and it's got so much speed, and it can crush. I throw a sidearm Surge, and I have a Surge in my bag that's been in there for a little bit over a year that I throw for rollers. I putt with Cantod Challengers, and I throw Buzzes and Wasps. That's my primary disc selection. I also throw Thumbers with a Z Flick.
Again, that was Jeremy Kohling, the 2008 Men's Amateur World Champion. PDGA Radio will continue with a brief preview of the upcoming USDGC and a brief interview with the new Disc Golf Hall of Fame member, Juliana Corver, to find out what she's been up to. All that and more after this message from Discraft, the world leader in disc sports.
Hey yo, Brian Sullivan here, ready to feed your head with more fun facts. So why is consistent plastic important? Well, let's say you buy a first run driver and you love it and then you lose it, but you go to replace it and it just doesn't fly the same. Well, that is because, newsflash here, the manufacturer bought their plastic from the lowest bidder. Now it's different plastic in your favorite disc. Well, avoid that headache. Throw Discraft. They always buy the same primo plastics from the same vendors. Consistency matters. Throw Discraft.
Well, the 2008 season's next major event is the 10th anniversary of the USDGC for the men, October 1st through the 4th in Rock Hill, South Carolina. And six more players qualified for the event during last week's World Championships. They were Jeremy Kohling for winning the AM World title, along with the top five finishing pro players who had not already qualified. Those five were Mike Ulse, John Child, Kim Scott Wood, John Fowler, and Brent Kuntz. The U.S. Women's Disc Golf Championship is scheduled for September 19th through the 21st in Huntsville, Alabama. There, one of the favorites will, of course, be Valerie Jenkins. PDGA Radio caught up with her after the world title win last week, and we asked her what types of discs she had been using that have helped her with her high level of recent success.
Definitely the Starfires. I throw Pro Starfires about 175 or 170. Starfires are great too, and those are my main drivers, and I throw those on just about every hole out here.
And what are you putting with?
KC 11-time Pro AVRs.
Now, are we going to be seeing any Valerie Jenkins signature discs coming out here?
Get Innova on it. I'd love to grab a disc with my name on it. Starfire, maybe.
There you go. I think it's available. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Valerie Jenkins is now a two-time women's PDGA world champion and currently the number two ranked woman in the world behind Des Redding. Up next, we'll hear from a five-time women's world champion, Juliana Corver. Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center. A must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and two championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center. The player all woman disc golfers are trying to compare themselves to likely is Kentucky's Juliana Corver, a five-time world champion and one of this year's inductees into the Disc Golf Hall of Fame. I caught up with Juliana during this year's World Championships, where she was serving as a PDGA marshal. I asked her about the Hall of Fame and her absence from the tournament scene over the past year.
PDGA Radio being joined now by a new inductee into the Hall of Fame. It's Juliana Corver, five-time world champion. Quickly tell us how that honor was for you the other night.
I don't know where to begin. It was extremely meaningful to me. Kind of brings it full circle, and I'm incredibly honored to be among the other inductees into the Hall of Fame.
Did you have an inkling that you were going to be inducted, or how did they get you out here to Kalamazoo? You're serving as PDGA Marshal, but is that how they got you out here?
It's not It's not strange that I'm out here as a marshal. I've been a marshal for the AM Worlds for the last 2 years. This is my third year. It just happened to be that the pros were playing here as well. And to be honest, I've been really excited about coming out and being a part of the pro event, even though I'm not playing. So they didn't have to do too much trickery to get me here, I guess I could say.
All right, now tell the disc golf world out there, you are a five-time world champ. A lot of people out there are using your JK Pro putters. I know it's my favorite. But what is Julietta Korver doing now? You haven't played a tournament yet this year, so are you just taking the year off, or tell us that?
In December, between Christmas and New Year's, I shattered my throwing arm. I shattered my wrist, and that kept me off the course until about May, at which point I could throw. I just haven't, to be honest, I haven't had the desire to compete. And I hope that it returns, and I expect that it will, and I expect that I will be out there again. But right now, there's just a lot of other things. My husband and I are renovating our house and gotten back into programming and just keeping busy with a more traditional life at the moment. But I am still around. Disc golf is always going to be a part of my life, and whether I'm playing or not, I expect that I will be at the World Championships, the Pro World Championships, for a long time to come.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Julietta Korver, one of the newest inductees into the Disc Golf Hall of Fame.
Thank you.
Korver was inducted into the Disc Golf Hall of Fame during the World Championships week, along with Arizona's Dan Ginley, a pro disc golfer, promoter, pro shop owner, and tournament director of the Memorial.
Looking for official PDGA merchandise? Look no further than PDGAstore.com, your official online source for instructional books and DVDs, collectible discs, tournament supplies, stylish PDGA apparel, the newly released 2007 Pro Worlds DVD, and of course, the ever so valuable PDGA membership. Go online to PDGAstore.com. Buy some cool new gear and take the sport you love to even higher levels.
Although the World Championships were being completed this past weekend, there were still several other events being held worldwide, including the Franklin Fling in Iowa, where Jason Steffen picked up the victory. Ron Silliman won the Woodway Challenge in Texas. Bedford, Virginia was the site for the Big Branch Open, which was won by Tony Ellis. Mike Hain won the 4th annual Jet Wash Open in SeaTac, Washington. J.D. Ramirez won in Arkansas. And Rand Eberhard won the Hot Atlanta event in Georgia. This next weekend, August 23rd and 24th, brings the PDGA schedule closer to normalcy, with nearly 30 sanctioned tournaments on the calendar, including internationally in Japan, Germany, and Denmark, as well as all over the United States. Just a couple that we'll be looking for results from on next week's edition of PDGA Radio are the Jersey Jam in New Jersey, the Georgia State Championships, Southern Idaho Championships, the Prairie Open in Wisconsin, and the Flying Pig Open in Cincinnati. And a reminder that if you are looking for more coverage and reaction from the 2008 PDGA World Championships from Kalamazoo, check out PDGAradio.com for more than 2 hours of coverage on previous episodes, including interviews with David Feldberg, Valerie Jenkins, and more. Until next week, I'm Steve Kaczynski, coming off my 158th place finish in advanced at the Worlds. I'm getting ready for an exciting finish to the 2008 season and more one-of-a-kind disc golf coverage courtesy of PDGA Radio. PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries along with comments about the show or programming ideas may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magix Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.